ओम भद्रं कर्णे शृणुयाम देवाः भद्रं पश्येमाक्ष बृहस्पतिर्दधातु ओम शांति शांति शांतिः. So as I told you, the second section of the second Mundaka, the most important of all the sections, and wherein the two Samanyadhikaranyams are established, presented. That means the Badha Samanadhikaranyam. Badha Samanadhikaranyam means what? Negating the Jagat as something, the Nama Rupa, which does not exist independent of the consciousness, which is the existence. The Chit, the consciousness, is the existence of the Jagat. Therefore, the whole Jagat is what? Jagat is pure consciousness, pure existence, plus what? Nama Rupa. What is Jagat? You have to remember, pure H2O plus name and form is equal to ocean. Similarly, pure awareness, which is the pure existence, isn't it? Pure consciousness is the pure existence. There are two different things. Consciousness plus name and form is what? The universe. And when you say, therefore the name and form do not have independent existence, therefore what? They cannot be counted as a next other second thing apart from consciousness. They have, what do we say now? Jagat is consciousness. Like ocean is H2O. When you say you have resolved the ocean, the Nama Rupa, in the H2O, this is called what? Badha Samanadhikaranyam. Badhayam Samanadhikaranyam. So technical term. Badhayam Samanadhikaranyam means what? Negating, isn't it? The existence of the Nama Rupa, independent of the reality, is what? Badhayam Samanadhikaranyam. You resolve the Jagat in Namarupa, in the reality. You resolve the ocean, not physically, through knowledge. In this incident, you resolve cognitive resolution. You resolve the Jagat, resolve the ocean in H2O means what? I taught you even in, when I taught you this Upadesha Saram, I told you, when I say resolving the universe in the reality means what? Resolving the Jagat, ocean in water means what? You don't physically resolve it, isn't it? You cognitively understand, ocean is just the Nama Rupa, which is nothing but water. What ocean is? H2O. Similarly, Jagat is pure awareness, pure consciousness, the pure existence, Brahman. This is called Badhayam Samanadhikaranyam. What is Brahman? Whole Jagat is Brahman only. And what is Jagat? The Brahman. Understand of reality. Then you established what? Oneness of Jagat and Brahman. Is it clear now? Brahma Jagat Aikyam. Brahma Jagad Aikyam or Ishwara Jagad Aikyam is established by what? Badhayam Samanadhi Karanyam. Thereafter, Ishwara Jiva Aikyam. Jiva Ishwara Aikyam, oneness of individual and the Lord, or Jiva Brahma Aikyam or Jiva Ishwara Aikyam. The oneness of individual and the total, oneness of the Jiva and the Lord is established how? Using the Aikya Samanadhikaranyam. What is Aikya Samanadhikaranyam? See, truth of wave is H2O. Truth of the ocean also is H2O. Isn't it? Then you say, they're not two different things. Isn't it now? Wave and ocean are two different things, enjoying two different upadhis, but truth of the jiva, wave and the ocean is one and the same when you say aikya samanadhi karanyam. Isn't it now? So from this, for which use that, isn't it? Use this lakshana, lakshyartha. You see the lakshyartha. So taking the lakshyartha of Tvaman Tat, isn't it? Then you establish the oneness of Jiva and Ishvara, Jiva and Brahman. This is called Aikya Samanadhi Karanyam. Establishing the oneness of individual and the total, and establishing the oneness of Jagat and the universe and the reality. Establishing the oneness of individual reality and the total reality of the total, and establishing the oneness of the universe and the reality. Isn't it? Then, so Aikya Samanadhikaranyam, Badha Samanadhikaranyam. Use both Samanadhikaranyam to establish the oneness of Jiva, Jagat, Ishvara. Isn't it now? And here, having established that mainly in the first section of the second Mundaka, the second section of the Mundaka, mainly that Sat, the existence, the Brahman, is actually Brahman, which is the Sat, existence of the whole universe, is nothing but this Chit pure consciousness, isn't it? That is established. So Jiva Ishwaraikyam is mainly established in this section. As I told you, every mantra should be understood carefully as a Mahavakyam. And you have seen many Mahavakyams being presented in this text. Here you say, so we have come to the what, which verse now? 7 and 8. Some people present it as only one mantra, a seventh mantra. Some books present it as 7th and 8th also. Okay, nothing wrong. Anyway, mantras are the same. So, have we finished the 7th mantra? Have you finished it? Yes, sarvajnaha.
Yes, sarvajnaha.
Sarvavida.
Sarvavida.
Yes, ya.
Yes, ya.
Yeshaha.
Yeshaha.
Mahima.
Mahima.
Bhuvi.
Bhuvi.
Divye.
Divye.
Brahmapure.
Brahmapure.
Yeshaha.
Yeshaha.
Vyomani.
Vyomani.
Atma.
Atma.
Pratishthitaha.
Pratishthitaha.
So, yeah, sarvajnaha, sarvavit, these two words talk about Ishvara, isn't it? One who is all-knowing in detail, one who is omniscient, no, in general. So, I explained this last class, I think. Any knowledge is what? No knowledge is created. You have to remember, no knowledge is created. Knowledge of anything is not created. If knowledge is created, isn't it? Knowledge can be destroyed also. Knowledge is not created. Knowledge is not created, means it originates, you can say. That means what? It becomes manifest. So discovery, isn't it? Knowledge is already there. Knowledge of everything is already there. It remains covered and it is discovered. The discovery of what is what? In fact, knowledge. Knowledge is not created. So what is the source of knowledge? Which is that uncovered, discovered knowledge is what now? In what form it is? Pure consciousness. Is it clear now? What is pure consciousness now? The uncovered, the covered knowledge. That which is then covered knowledge is pure consciousness. Isn't it? The discovered knowledge is what? Uncovered knowledge is manifestation. Isn't it? No. The manifest knowledge. So here we say sarvajnaha. Sarvavit means what? Any knowledge is already there, no knowledge outside of consciousness. Therefore, when you look at consciousness as the reality, as the Lord, sarvajnaha, sarvavit, all the detailed knowledge also is what? Not outside of consciousness. Therefore, Ishvara sarvajnaha, sarvavit. I told you, one who knows the reality, consciousness as the self, one who identifies oneself with that absolute seeker, the Sakshi as the self, is what now? Sarvajna, not Sarvavit. Because of the limitation of the Upadhi. Why an all-knowing Jnani is not a Sarvavit? Why he is said to be Sarvajna? The word Sarvajna means all-knowing. Sarvavit also means all-knowing. Why a Jnani is said to be Sarvajna but not Sarvavit? He does not know all the details, but he knows one thing. What is that? He knows one thing very clearly, doubtlessly. The source of any knowledge is nothing but Chaitanyam, Brahma, consciousness. Isn't it? That consciousness, he knows what the consciousness is, and the consciousness is the very I, actually. Now, one who has owned up that consciousness, the source of knowledge, as the self, is what? The Sarvajnaha. But the limitation is what? Upadhi, isn't it? The manifesting medium is what? Limited. That is why he cannot claim himself to be a Sarvavit. Understand now, limitation of the Upadhi makes a Jnani also Sarvajna, but not a Sarvavit. But Bhagavan is Sarvavit, means what? All the Upadhis are? All the Upadhis constitute Bhagavan's Upadhis, isn't it? Individual Jiva Upadhi is only one mind. How much can this mind know? This has space, isn't it? Doesn't have much space. Individual mind is limited. Mind has limitation. But Bhagavan's Upadhi is what? All the minds, which is including your mind also. So Upadhi Bhedat. Understand now? Consciousness, which is the truth of all the minds, which illumines all the minds, is what now? That alone is what? Sarvavit. Is it clear now? And when you say Sarvajnaha, conscious Sarvajnaha also, all knowing, it know everything it knows. But a Jnani who knows the consciousness as the self also said to be Sarvajnaha, but not a Sarvavit. Why? Due to the limitation of the Upadhi of a Jnani. Is it clear now? Why? Because people have doubt, you know, why only consciousness is Sarvajna, why can't I become Sarvajna if I am consciousness? If you are consciousness, understand now, you are conscious actually, isn't it? That consciousness is all-knowing, no doubt, all-illumining, all-revealing. So Sarvajna, Sarvavit. Is it clear? So that Ishwara is who now? Ishwara is Sarvajna, Sarvavit. And the whole, in the whole Jagat, what you see, Bhuvi, in this universe, all that you see is what? Bhagavan's Vibhuti, Mahima, glory of the Lord. The whole Jagat is all the functions, all the laws which back up the functions, and the knowledge which is there, a substratum of the order involved in the functions. All what? Glory. Every function is amazing, every manifestation is amazing, and the order involved in the function is amazing, the knowledge back in the order is amazing. It's all what? Ishwara. Glory only. Isn't it? Glory. Vibhuti. So Bhuvi, we say Bhuvi means what? Mahima. Yeshaha Mahima. This is my glory of what? In this universe, Lord of my glory of the Lord only, we say. Then that Lord, Yeshaha, he says Pratishthitaha, that Lord whose Vibhuti is seen in the whole Jagat, who is all-knowing in detail, who is all-knowing in general, that reality, the consciousness, where Pratishthitaha is installed, remains installed, means what? It is there everywhere, all-pervasive, but available for recognition as well. In the mind. What is that mind? He says, Brahmapuram. Mind is said to be Brahmapuram. Whole Jagat is Brahmapuram. Every stone is Brahmapuram. Understand now? Every wave is Brahmapuram. Every mountain is Brahmapuram. Every tree is Brahmapuram. Everything is Brahmapuram only. Isn't it? But really speaking, where do you see the manifest, highest form of manifestation of consciousness? Where do you see? You know, highest form of manifestation of knowledge, where do you see? Only in the mind, isn't it? And then, I told you, దట్ ఇస్ ఓన్లీ ఇన్ ద మైండ్ యూ యాజ్ అన్ ఇండివిజువల్ యూ రికగ్నైజ్ ది అవేర్నెస్ వేర్ ఓన్లీ ఇన్ ది మైండ్ రికగ్నిషన్ అవైలబుల్ ఫార్ రెకగ్నిషన్ ఓన్లీ ఇన్ ద బుద్ధి దెర్ఫోర్ ఇట్స్ కాల్డ్ బ్రహ్మపురం బ్రహ్మపురం ఇట్ ఇస్ ఆల్వేస్ డివైన్ దివ్యం దివ్యే దివ్యం సి రియాలిటీ ఆల్సో సెట్ టు బి డివైన్ దివ్యం బట్ హియర్ మైండ్ ఆల్సో సెట్ టు బి డివైన్ హియర్ వై డివైన్ బికాస్ ఆఫ్ ఇట్స్ మేనిఫెస్టేషన్ ఆఫ్ కాన్షియస్నెస్ మైండ్ ఈజ్ వాట్ జడం మైండ్ ఈజ్ వాట్ అదివ్యం అంటున్నావు అదివ్యం ఈజ్ వాట్ జడం ఇనర్ట్ మైండ్ ఈజ్ అదివ్యం మైండ్ బట్ దివ్యం మైండ్ వెన్ ఇట్ డెడ్ బికమ్ దివ్యం డివైన్ కాన్షియస్ అండ్ సెన్షియంట్ మీన్స్ వెన్ అసోసియేటెడ్ విత్ వాట్ మేనిఫెస్టేషన్ ఆఫ్ కాన్షియస్నెస్ Isn't it? It's a divine mind, isn't it? It becomes divine because of its manifestation of consciousness. Effulgent mind, then in that Brahmapure, effulgent mind, yeshaha, vyomani, in the space of the mind, the space of the buddhi, no? Yeshaha, atma, pratishthitaha, the self is installed, self remains installed in the temple of your mind. In the sanctum sanctorum of your buddhi, Atma Chaitanyam, the Lord is installed. So you can recognize there. Go and knock at the door there and you can see the Lord being installed there. That means what? Available for recognition your buddhi. Is it clear? We saw that. So here again, that Sarvagyaha Sarvaviti Ishwaraha, is the Atma the all-pervasive reality? Where is it available? Yeshaha Vyomani, Yeshaha Atma, this self, this Atma, this nearest self, the nearest self, this nearest is who? I. This nearest self is what? Is in the Manaha. That's what Mahavakyam. And that Lord is here in this mind. When you say it becomes what now? This Atma. That Lord is this Atma. That reality is this self. Where, which self? One is one who remains established, installed in the Brahmapuram, the mind. Is it clear now? Word Mahavakya, we saw that. So same thing continues. Manomayaha. ప్రాణశరీరనేత ప్రతిష్ఠితో అన్నే హృదయం సన్నిధాయ తద్ విజ్ఞానేన పరిపశ్యంతి ధీరాః ఆనందరూపం అమృతం యద్ విభాతి. ఓకే, హి సేస్ అగైన్ సేమ్ థింగ్. లుక్ అట్ దిస్, అనదర్ మహావాక్యం కమ్స్. సీ, ధీరాః పరిపశ్యంతి. నో, పరిపశ్యంతి, యు నో వన్ వర్బ్, గచ్చతి, పఠతి, లిఖతి, పశ్యతి. By making you repeating these verbs, I'll make you learn Sanskritam slowly. One day, at least, you would have learned of 10 years, Sanskritam you would have learned. Bhagavan wishes, okay? Now, Pashyati, what now? Sees. Paripashyati means what? Sees around. Seeing around means what? Seeing everywhere. You cannot miss anywhere. Understand now? You cannot miss anywhere. How? If you see so many objects here, all over here. You see the space, you see the trees, you see the dry leaves, you see the dry branches, you see small trees and small other objects, different colors and different people. You see every opaque object. What do you see invariably in all the variable objects? What you cannot miss is what? Light. It's called paridarshanam. Understand now? What is paridarshanam? See, being, you have the paridarshanam of the light. Paridarshanam of the light means what? Seeing the light being invariably present in all the variable opaque objects. When I say the paridarshanam of the H2O, when every time you see the wave, nama, rupa, what you invariably see in the variable thoughts is seeing the H2O being present as the invariable reality of all the variable thoughts is what? Paridarshanam of the H2O. Yangum yappodum parthal. Understand now? Paridarshanam is what? Seeing around, seeing everywhere, everything. Not being able to miss the sight of the reality is what? Paridarshanam. Is it clear now? So, dhiraha paripashyanti. Dhiraha paripashyanti. Pashyanti means simply seeing. Paripashyanti. Unavoidably. Okay? Inevitably. What is they see the real? They don't see just the nama rupa. They see the nama rupa sahitam chaitanyam. They see the what whole jagat they see with reality consciousness. Don't see the consciousness. You can consciousness is never available for objectification. You cannot see consciousness an object of knowledge. You cannot see existence an object of knowledge. But you see the existence and knowledge with the nama rupa. Is it clear now? So seeing the chaitanyam, the chit and the sat with the nama rupa is what? Paridarshanam. Understand now? Suttilum paramburulai anaitthumaha parkar. Seeing the water in the form of waves is what? Paridarshanam of the water. Is it clear now? So now, before, and as an ajnani, one just sees the nama rupa without chit. Okay, seeing the jagat without, seeing the jagat without Bhagavan is what? Seeing just the nama rupas. That is what now? That is the limitation in the perception. Is it clear now? To perceive that nama rupa, you need what? Senses are enough. You can perceive the nama rupa with senses and mind. Understand now? But you need to have a jnanakkan, not this physical eye is not enough. You need what? Eye of knowledge. Through the eye of knowledge, you don't see just the nama rupa, you see the nama rupa, isn't it? Don't see just the wave nama rupa, you see the wave plus what now? The H2O plus wave nama rupa. Similarly, with the eye of knowledge, you see the nama rupa sahitam chit. You see the consciousness with names and forms. Is it clear now? You understand? It's all eye of knowledge. So therefore, I said eye of knowledge. With these eyes, physical eyes, you cannot see chit. Nama rupa sahitam chit. Isn't it? Consciousness with nama rupa, you cannot see. Isn't it? And you can see even through physical eyes, consciousness with the nama rupa, if you can see through the eye of your intellect, what? The pure consciousness. Is it clear now? Therefore, he says, dhiraha paripashyanti means they look at the whole jagat as manifestation of knowledge, pure knowledge. Now, you can see the whole jagat is what? Manifest knowledge. Whole jagat is what? Brahma, Chaitanyam. Whole jagat is what? A Brahman, the existence of Brahman. Brahman being, Brahman alone is never all the nama rupani. All these names and forms are nothing but Brahman. It's called what? Whole jagat is Brahma. This is called Paridarshanam. Is it clear now? Paripashyanti. Who are the people who see? Dhiraha. Dhiraha means who? Wise people, men of knowledge. The men of knowledge is man of knowledge, is said to be man of vision, is said to be dhiraha. No? In dhiraha, literally in Tamil also, they say dhiraha means courageous person, brave person. In Sanskritam, wise person alone is said to be the dhiraha. Because according to Shastram, wise person is the most courageous person, the bravest person. Know that wise person is the bravest and the most courageous, strongest person. Know why? Because wise person is said to be the strongest person, most courageous person, man of strength. No? Wise person is the strength himself, herself. He need not be strong. Okay? Strength himself. That means one who has protected his buddhi through knowledge. The frightened mind is an unprotected mind. Mind with the fear is an unprotected mind. Insecure mind is unprotected mind. You know, doubtful mind is an unprotected mind. Okay? Skeptical mind is an unprotected mind. Jealous mind is what now? Unprotected mind. Hateful mind is unprotected mind. Angry mind is unprotected mind. Highly passionate mind, unprotected mind. Understand now? Why? Because all these things reveal what? Fear, insecurity. All of them can be reduced to one thing, fear. All other things, insecurity and fear. Okay? So, insecure mind, this mind with the fear is the unprotected mind. Where there is fear, there all these things will be there. Where there is no fear, all these things will not be there. So, the jnani, the wise person, is the one who is free from fear. Therefore, one, the mind which is free from fear of death, thereby free from the very phenomenon called fear, is said to be what now? Fearless. Utterly fearless. Okay? You will be, you are not frightened of things which you do not know. You do not know what you're holding on to a snake, you won't be frightened. You know that? That is ignorance. In total ignorance, there won't be fear. Understand now? There is fearlessness in total. That is not a blind fearlessness. But here, what now? It's not blind fearlessness, utter fearlessness. Isn't it born of knowledge? Therefore, the mind, the one who is the one who is free from fear of death, isn't it? The fearless mind. How the one who owns up the self, Atma Chaitanyam as the self, thereby one who is free from fear of death is what now? Fearless mind. The fearless minded is the one who has protected this mind. Okay? That's why Dhyam Rati Iti Dhiraha. Rati means protects. Dhyam Rati Iti Dhiraha. The wise person is said to be the one, the protector of the mind. Wise person, the brave person, is the protector of the mind. How does he protect his mind? Because he's free from fear. How does he protect? Through knowledge. By knowing the self. Isn't it? One who protects his mind with the vision of the nature of, with the vision of reality as the self, is the dhiraha. Arival bayam ninga petravane manadai kathukondavan. Understand now? So, that's why courageous person, dhiyam, dhihi means buddhi, dhiyam rati iti dhiraha. One has got his mind protected, one who protects his mind, he is the protector of the mind, he is the wise person. Okay, one has not yet protected the mind, one who is struggling to protect the mind, understand now? So, keeping the mind in good humor. Isn't it? That's what is a dhiraha. So dhiraha here means what? Wise people. Who are the wise people? Who are utterly fearless, the most courageous, bravest, men of strength, now who have protected their minds through the vision of the oneness of reality of the Jiva Jagadishwara. No? Such people who see everything as what? Brahma. Isn't it? It's not you can't see through physical eyes. In your understanding, you know everything is Brahman. You don't say, I see Brahman, you know, I see Brahman. You can't say that. You don't see Brahman through physical eyes, you know everything is Brahman. Isn't it? Even though through physical eyes I see Nama Rupas, in the mental eye, in the eye of my Buddhi, I see, don't see mere Nama Rupas, I see more than what my eyes see. Understand? That is what is vision, isn't it? Such people are dhiraha paripashyanti. Is it clear now? Wise people see whole jagat as Brahma, as Ishvara. Then, how do they see? You know, they say, anandarupam amrutam paripashyanti, isn't it? They see Brahman as what now? Brahman as the one who is in the form of what? Anandarupam, anandarupaha. One who is of the nature of fullness, limitlessness and happiness. I'm using the three words because for me, three words are synonyms. You should know that. Happiness is limitlessness. Limitlessness is fullness. So fullness implies what? Beginninglessness, endlessness, changelessness, pervasiveness. Is it clear now? Fullness implies beginninglessness, endlessness, changelessness and pervasiveness. So fullness is what? Limitlessness. That is what is happiness. Therefore, anandarupam, means that, so they see the reality, atma, which is of the nature of happiness. And not to say what? Amritam, which is not subject to any mortality, which is immortal and eternal, timeless. Nature, they see this amritam anandarupam, amritam brahma, no? Amritam, you can say, they see paripashyanti. And that, where do they see? That is what is now. No, they see the whole jagat as that Brahman, but that paridiraha who sees everything, where do they see first? No, that is said here. Where does it shine here? The wise people see the whole jagat as Brahman. That Brahman which is manifest as the whole jagat shines where? So that is why again Mahavakyam is brought in here. Vibhati, that shines by itself. Vibhati, you came across just now. Vibhati means what? That reveals its existence by itself. That shines by itself. Where does it Vibhati? Who is that? He says here, Mano Mayaha. See, all these words reveal the reality of the Brahman reality, Sat, the reality of the Jagat, is available for recognition in your Buddhi. That is said in the first sentence. Look at this. Mano Mayaha. Say now.
Mano-mayaha.
See, Mano Mayaha means one who is in the form of the mind. One who is manifest as the mind. One who is available in the form of mind. Like wave, when you say, wave is what? Nama Rupa Sahitam H2O. Isn't it? H2O with Nama Rupa is wave. What is Manomayaha? Consciousness with Nama Rupa thoughts is what now? Manomayaha. Is it clear now? Manomayaha. Say now. Manomayaha. Manomayaha means what? One who is in the form of mind. So one who has the mind, one who is endowed with the mind, one who is endowed with the mind, one who has the mind is what? Consciousness with the mind is what? Consciousness having the mind, isn't it? So one who is endowed with the mind is Manomayaha. Who is the one who has endowed, who is endowed with the Manomanaha now? Consciousness, which is available as what? As the Atma, isn't it? As the Self. Then Prana Sharira Neta. Say now. I wished, I thought I should finish the today's verse so you will understand this verse better. But I couldn't do that anyway. I had to do it here. Prana Sharira Neta. You know that Neta means what? One who leads, one who carries. Isn't it? One who makes the Prana Sharira move. Prana Sharira means what? Sukshma Shariram. Subtle body. Subtle body is what now? Subtle body as a whole, take the mind first, okay? Mind is a manifesting medium, reflecting medium For what? For the reflected consciousness. So consciousness does not move. Understand now? But mind moves, the manifesting medium moves, therefore manifestation also moves, reflection also moves. Is it clear now? I told you earlier, if the mirror is moved from here, what moves? Reflection also moves. Why? Reflecting medium moves, therefore reflection also moves. But the source of reflection doesn't move. Is it clear now? Similarly here also, my consciousness does not move, but reflected consciousness in the mind moves. Why? Because reflecting medium the mind moves. But the mind itself, can it move? No. Being blessed by consciousness alone, mind is capable of moving. For the mind to be able to move, leave, depart from this body, go to, leave and go to another body or remain at rest for some time, whatever it is, for the mind to move, it must be what? Conscious. Sentient. And what is this? A mind does not move, but mind cannot move by itself without being blessed by consciousness. Is it clear now? Therefore, who is the one who, the mover? Consciousness is not the mover of the mind, but the one who moves the mind is consciousness. Understand now? So, prana sharira neta, but for whom the mind cannot move is who? The subtle body cannot move. Subtle body by itself is inert, does not move. But does consciousness move? No. But because of whom the mind is capable of moving? Because of consciousness. Therefore, prana sharira neta. Say no?
Prana sharira neta.
Who is the prana sharira neta? Consciousness, atma. Who is the manomaya? Who is the one who has the mind now? Consciousness. So we say here, and this, where is now? Pratishthitaha. Say now? Again installed. Isn't it? Installed. Pratishthitaha. Where is it installed? Is consciousness? Don't say consciousness is installed. Everything is installed in consciousness, isn't it? Everything is in consciousness. Consciousness is not installed anywhere, but as though installed. Understand now? Because available for recognition, where? In the buddhi. Where is this buddhi? He says, anne. Anna means what? Food. What is food here? Annam. Our physical body also said to be annam. Why? 11 o'clock, muruk, sweet. 12 o'clock, my body. Isn't it? This is what is annam? The body is nice, also said to be annam. No, why? All our puttu, idiyapam and dosas and pancakes only have become what? This body. That's why annam. Another name. Okay, Nick is called what? In the causal name. It's called causal name. He gives the name. This body is called annam. Look at this. Anne.
Gross body.
Physical body. Okay. So, in the physical body, in this gross body, physical body is located. What is located? Buddhi. Mind. Isn't it? Mind is there. Subtle body is where? Subtle body indwells the gross body. Isn't it? Anne, in the physical body, indwells what now? The subtle body. Anne pratishthitaha. Where? In the subtle body. In which subtle body? Which spot? Subtle body? Buddhihi. So he says now, hridayam. Say now.
Hridayam.
Sannidhaya.
Sannidhaya.
Hridayam sannidhaya. Sannidhaya means what he says. Hridayam literally means heart, physical heart, but you should take it as what? Buddhihi, the mind. Isn't it? Mind. So hridayam sannidhaya means what? As the very basis of the mind. As the very substratum. Sannidhaya means as the very substratum of the intellect, which indwells the buddhi, mind, which indwells the gross body, this Atma Chaitanyam is available for recognition. Consciousness is available for recognition as though installed where? As the very substratum of the mind. Understand now? Which is located where? In the physical body. Is it clear now? With physical body is annam. In the annam there is a heart golakam. In the heart golakam there is mind. And what is there as the substratum of the mind? Buddhi. Substratum of the mind is what? Consciousness. Why substratum of the mind is consciousness? Absolute illuminator. Isn't it? Absolute illuminator, because of whom mind becomes conscious and sentient and becomes the seer too. Remember that now? You have to remember that here now. So that's why what now? Sannidhaya. See, it's a beautiful word. I want to know. Dhanam. Say no. Nidhanam. Sannidhanam. Dhanam means placing. Okay? Nidhanam also placing it well. Sandhanam also placing it well. Sannidhanam means what? Abode. Adharam. Sannidhanam means what? Abode. The substratum. The Adhara. Sannidhanam. That's why in India, temples are called Sannidhanam. The place of the Lord. Isn't it? In fact, Lord is the substratum for everything. So, who is the Sannidhanam here for the Buddhi? Sannidhanam of the Buddhi, where the mind is located. Sannidhanam of the ocean is H2O. Like that, the Buddhi, the matter and the material formation, Buddhi, mind, where is it located? Where is, what is substratum of it? What is it which lends existence? Now, sunlight is the sannidhanam for all the opaque objects. Now, that which lends existence through knowledge, through illumination. Understand now? That which lends existence through illumination, through knowledge is what? Isn't it? Consciousness alone lends existence to the mind and makes the mind conscious and sentient, thereby makes the mind knower the illuminator, thereby it through illumining the mind, it illumines the senses, through illumining the senses, it illumines the whole jagat, through illumination, it lends existence to the whole jagat. Is it clear now? Is it clear now? Therefore, sannidhanam. Sannidhanam means what? Abode. Substratum, the very existence is sannidhanam. Manaha, buddhi, sannidhaya means what? As the very basis, as the very substratum of the mind, as the illuminator of the mind, who's installed where? Now it is there in the, available for recognition in the heart, as the substratum of the buddhi. It is located in the physical body. Is it clear now? That means what? Who is that Brahman? Where do they see Brahman? Dhiraha paripashyanti. What do they see? They see the whole jagat as Brahman only. But how do they see? They see chit inside so that they can see nama rupa sahitam chit outside, because they see nama rupa rahitam chit inside. Is it clear now? They see rahitam sahitam means what? Now what rahita, don't think of rahita here. Now people think of yogurt immediately. Okay, something mixed. Rahitam means devoid of, without. Sahitam means with. H2O plus with namarupa is what? Namarupa sahitam H2O. Is wave or ocean. Namarupa rahitam H2O means what? Just the H2O. Is it clear? No, not the wave. So rahitam means with. So without, sahitam means with. So for where do they see the whole jagat as what? Namarupa sahitam chit. Isn't it? நாமரூபங்களோடு கூடிய பரம்பொருளாக எல்லாவற்றையும் பார்க்கிறார்கள். To should be able to see the Namarupa Sahitam Satchit outside, one should see what? Namarupangalatra Paramparala Manasala Vakkanuma. Namarupa Rahitam Chitta, one should be able to see inside, so that you can see everything as Namarupa Sahitam Chitta. Understand? But you can't see Namarupa Sahitam Chitta inside. Don't need to see inside. What you see is only Namarupa Sahitam Chitta outside, isn't it? But in Ajnanam, you see only Namarupam, you miss Chitta. Why? There's Ajnanam of the Chitta inside, you don't see Chitta outside also. If you see the Chitta inside, you see the Chitta in every Namarupa. Is it clear now? So, dhiraha paripashyanti. When you say it's a beautiful thing, dhiraha paripashyanti. Now, what do they see here? Now, how do they see that? Now, they see anandarupam amrutam paripashyanti. They see everywhere because they see what here? Yad vibha. They see that. What do they see? That which shines by itself. That which, you know, reveals its existence by itself. Where does it reveal its presence by itself? Purely it reveals by existence by itself. Where? No. Anne, no. Sannidhaya. Hridayam sannidhaya. As the very substratum of the buddhi, intellect, a substratum of the mind, as the existence of the mind, a substratum of the mind, enlivening the mind, making the mind conscious, illumining the mind, it is there as the substratum of the mind. Where is this mind? Mind is indriyam, subtle, imperceptible. Where is it? In the golakam. What is the golakam? Heart. Where is this heart? Anne, in the physical body. What has happened now? Mahavakyam. Can you see the Mahavakyam now? வெளியில் அனைத்துமாக பார்க்கின்ற பரம்பொருளை உள்ளே பரம்பொருளாக மட்டும் பார்க்கிறார்கள். தி சீ த ஹோல் ஜகத் நாமரூபரஹிதம் சச்சித்து சத்து தி சீ எஸ் பியோர் சித். Is it now? You can never see pure chit outside. Listen to it. You can never see pure chit, pure consciousness outside. For you to be able to see pure chit outside, it must be what? It becomes what? Object. You can never can you see pure chit outside. How do you see chit, pure chit? Pure chit you can see inside. What if you see pure chit inside, you can see pure chit with the namarupam outside. In every namarupam you can see pure chit outside. But with the namarupa. But pure chit you can see where? Inside. Where? Anne. Why inside? In fact, consciousness doesn't have inside, outside. It is everywhere. But you see consciousness as pure consciousness inside, relatively inside. Understand now? There is no absolute inside. Understand now? Relatively inside. Why where inside? Anne. In the physical body is located what? Heart, the golakam. There what? There is buddhihi, there is mind, antahkanam, realm of thoughts. And what do you see there? As the very substratum, as the illuminator, as the enlivener of the mind, this is shines, vibhati, pure consciousness, pure chit, shines. Dhiraha paripashyanti. Dhiraha, they see anandarupam, that consciousness is of the nature of happiness, fullness, limitlessness, and that consciousness is not subject to mortality. The immortal, limitless reality which shines by itself, they see in their own mind as the substratum of the mind. Is it clear now? This is called Mahavakyam. Mahavakyam, understand now, can't be just, can take two sentences. Easy is Aham Brahmasmi, Tattvamasi, or easy Mahavakyams. No, you see that. But whereas you see the whole thing like this, you have to see. You have to bring in the Jagat, Jagat Satyam. You see here as what? Atma Chaitanyam. What is Jagat Satyam? Atma Chaitanyam is Jagat Satyam. The reality of the universe is what? The self, the consciousness. Consciousness, which is all-pervasive, self, which is available in your own mind. Then you have connected what? When you say the reality of the mind, the existence of the mind, the conscious substratum of the mind is who? The consciousness. When you place I there in the consciousness, then you see that consciousness is what? Anandarupaha. Isn't it? Then Amrutaha. Amrutam Brahma. That consciousness is what? Alone is everything. You know? When you see, you have seen what? Oneness of reality. Oneness of the reality of the Jagat, reality of the individual also. That is why it's Mahavakyam. Is it clear now? You have to see that. So, prana sharira neta. Prana shariram nayati iti prana sharira neta. Okay. Tadvijnanena. Say now. Tadvijnanena means what? Tasya vijnanena. By knowing that. Vijnanena means what? By the knowledge. Through the knowledge. By knowing. Vijnanena means what? By knowing. By knowing what? By knowing that. By knowing what? By knowing that means by knowing what? By knowing that which shines. Yad vibhati. Tad vijnanena. Yad vibhati tad vijnanena. By knowing that which shines by itself. Yedi vilangukirado adai arivadal. Understand now? That shines. Tad, na tad, yad vibhati, that which shines by itself. What is that? No, he says, anandarupam amritam yad vibhati, that which shines. No, where does it shine? Shine, that which shines as the substratum of the mind, in the heart, located in the physical body. Which is what? Which is the, in fact, enlivener of the mind, which is in the form of mind, which is endowed with the mind, which alone, you know, actually makes the prana, sukshayaram, travel. That, what is it which shines there? Awareness, pure consciousness, pure chit. Tad vijnanena, by knowing that. By knowing that which shines in the buddhi. Understand now? They don't go no. She very made very clear. Paddiraha paripashyanti. Wise people see. How do they see? By knowing. They see the whole Jagat as manifestation of Brahman. How? By knowing that. If you know what is H2O, then it can see the whole ocean being H2O. Isn't it? Therefore, humanly, they see the whole Jagat, they see as Brahman by knowing that Brahman. Where do they know the Brahman? Where is it? How do they know which is that Brahman? Which shines by itself. As what? As the very substratum of the mind. Where? In the heart. Where? Which is located in the physical body. So what has happened now? Equated. Equation has happened. What is the equation? What? That which shines as everything is the one which shines here. Is the equation. That which shines as everything, is the one which shines here in the physical body, in the heart. There is a mind as the substratum of the mind. Is it clear now? What is that self? What is self? Pure consciousness is equation. Have you got it now? Dhiraha paripashyanti. Kim paripashyanti? Na katham paripashyanti? Katham paripashyanti? Tad vijnanena. Kasya vijnanena? Yad vibhati. That which shines. Katham vibhati? Sannidhaya. Buddho sannidhaya. Anne. Understand now? By seeing that which shines as the substratum of the buddhi, which is in the heart, which is located in the physical body. Understand? And which is this prana sharira neta, which is the of mind, which has the mind. By knowing that consciousness, the truth of the mind, they see what? They see the whole jagat as Brahman. Purida. Nama rupa matra paramborulai arivayana paramborulai ulle arindu nama rupangalodu koodiya paramborulaga prapanchatte paarkirargal. Is it clear now? Same thing I told in Tamil, okay? Nothing big. Manomayaha prana sharira neta pratishthitaha anne hridayam sannidhaya tadvijnanena paripashyanti dhiraha anandarupam amritam yadvibhati. Okay. Have you got any doubt here in this verse? So now you understand what is a Mahavakyam. Do you understand now what is a Mahavakyam? Do you get it now? You have to see that. Now one sees the reality here as chit, thereby one is able to see the whole jagat as the reality with nama rupa. Jagat being the manifestation of the reality. Is it clear? Okay. So then if you see what happens, isn't it? If you see that reality, isn't it? See, sannidhanam, abode of everything. Sannidhanam, the locus, isn't it? Existence of everything. That in which everything is placed, interwoven, isn't it? Is what? The whole jagat is pataha. Jagadeva pataha. You know, the vastram, interwoven, where? In the threads of, in the warp and woof of Brahman, isn't it? Whole jagati, all the namarupas, where do they exist? Not outside of consciousness, isn't it? Only thing is, consciousness as pure consciousness, it is available for recognition as the self-revealing, self-evident self. Self-revealing, self-evident self, where is it available? As the knower of the mind. Knower of the mind is the illuminator of the mind. Is it clear now? Available there. And where is the mind? That's why as the substratum of the mind. If you do not know who is the knower, if you cannot distinguish the absolute seer from the relative seer mind, you cannot see. Understand now? You have to distinguish. What is that? This absolute seer, Sakshi, the knower of the mind, is pure consciousness. Therefore what? That pure consciousness is what now? Sannidhanam of the Buddha mind. And that mind, where is it? It is in the heart. Where is the heart? Heart is in the annam, physical body. Understand now, once you know that there which shines, self-revealing self, self-evident self, the pure consciousness which is there, those who know that, then they can see what? They see as well, ananda rupaha. What is that consciousness? Consciousness is of the nature of is happiness, consciousness is limitlessness, consciousness is fullness, and consciousness is eternal. Understand now, eternity, and they see that immortal reality, they see that consciousness, then they see everything as that consciousness, manifestation of that consciousness. Is it clear now? Once they know, once they have that vision, and that is said here in the 9th mantra. So, jnana palam, jnana, till here all the mantras were mahavakyas. Isn't it? The mahavakyas reveal, establish what? Oneness of jiva and Ishwaraha. Jiva Ishwara Aikyam, they establish through Aikya Samanadhi Karanyam. The first section, Jiva Jagad, Ishwara Jagad Aikyam was established. First section of the second Mundaka, Ishwara Jagad Aikyam, Brahma Jagad Aikyam was established. Is it clear now? Oneness of the reality, isn't it? Oneness of the Lord and the universe was established through Badha Samanadhikaranyam. The second section, oneness of the individual self and the total self is established. Isn't it? Through what? Through the Mahavakyams. Isn't it? We've seen many Mahavakyas repeatedly unfolded, established the oneness of the reality of Jivaha and Ishwaraha, the total. Is it clear now? That now, 9th mantra gives a jnana phalam. What is the fruit of this knowledge? This is called Palashruti. If we don't know the fruit, who will be interested in knowledge? No one will be interested in knowledge. Okay? We should have some benefit, you see. Bhidyate Hridaya Granthihi Chidyante Sarva Samshaya Kshiyante Cha Asya Chasya Karmani Tasmin Drishte Paravare Tasmin Drishte Paravare. Okay. He says Tasmin paravare drishte. Tasmin paravare drishte. It is called Sati Saptami. Okay? Tasmin paravare drishte means what? When that paravaram Brahman is recognized. In the wake of the vision of the knowledge of the reality. Paravare drishte. Why reality is called paravaram brahma? Param brahma, avaram brahma. That means what? Don't have two brahmans, okay? Another confusion. See, the avaram is said to be the material cause. Param is said to be the intelligent cause. Brahman is what? Both param and avaram. Efficient cause of the universe is Brahman. Material cause of the universe also is Brahman. For the wave, stillness is water. Okay? The wave is what? Modified form of stillness is wave. And stillness is H2O. H2O also is what? H2O. Isn't it? Therefore, similarly, for both, isn't it? So here we say, for the whole Jagat, there are two causes. What is that? Material cause and the efficient cause. So material cause also is Brahman. Efficient cause also is Brahman. Therefore, Param Brahma, Avaram Brahman, don't think that way. Para Avaram Brahma. Paravare Brahmani Drishte. When one has the ascertained doubt-free vision of the reality of Brahman, which is both efficient and the material cause of the universe. Okay, paravare drishte. What happens now? You don't need to know separately avaram. If you know param brahma, if you know what is the reality, the What is the reality? If you know, you will understand what is the material cause of the universe also. You don't need to know separately what is the material cause, what is matter. Don't need to know. If you know what is that which lends existence to matter, it is enough. You will know what is the matter. Understand now? So knowing the reality as pure consciousness in one's own mind, as the self-evident self, as a self revealing self, is what? In fact, knowing the both the cause of the universe, knowing the one reality, the pure consciousness, is knowing the reality being both the causes of the universe. Understand now? So when one has the vision of that Brahman, what happens? Hridaya granthihi bhidyate. No? Hridaya granthihi bhidyate. Bhidyate means what? Is broken. And so now is divided, is cut asunder, is bhidyate, is destroyed, unentangled. And so now bhidyate. Bhedaha means what? Difference, isn't it? Bhittihi means wall. That which divides is what? It's called bhittihi. Understand now, wall in Sanskritam is called bhittihi. I don't know what is in Gujarat, somewhere, something nearby, isn't it? Bhit. Bhit, yeah. That I remember somebody said. Bhittihi means what? Bhittihi means wall. And verb is bhinatti. Understand now? See here, bhidyate means what? Is cut, you know, divided and cut into pieces. And that means it is destroyed. Vidya hridaya granthihi. Now what is hridaya granthihi? Granthihi means knot. What is the knot? Hridaya means her mind. Okay. Whenever Shastram uses the word hridayam, should be very careful. Hridayam is used, the golakam is used to mean the indriyam. Understand now? When you say, oh, my eyes see, means what? Not the physical eyes. You mean sense power only sees, isn't it? Therefore, but sense powers without this it cannot see. The mind also cannot function without being golakam being there. So heart means what? Hridaya granthihi means knot of the mind. You know what is the knot of the mind? Because there so many thoughts arise in the mind which constitute the mind. Isn't it? So many thoughts alone constitute the thought modifications which arise constitute the mind. Like many waves constitute the ocean, many thoughts constitute the mind. All the thoughts are possible. No, it is only one thought is there. Know that. Not of ignorance. One thought is there, then with the thought, all other entanglements, all other knots, no, come because of what? One basic knot. One thought is removed, all the thoughts will get removed. It's like, you know, holding on to a piece of cloth and take the last bit. You don't need to remove everything. Everything will fall. You know, that the beginning of the knot. All the knots will get, you know, unentangled actually easily because one knot, it's a source of all the knots, is what now? Emotional entanglement is what? Emotionally knotted, isn't it? Emotional knots. So many emotional knots, entanglements. Because of what? It's one knot of ignorance. So, hridaya granthihi bhidyate. The knot of ignorance is broken. When is it broken? Paravare drishtehe. And when that reality is seen, when the reality, which is both the material and the efficient cause of the universe, is seen, where is it seen? Not through physical eyes, but seen through the eye of knowledge. Where? In the mind. As what? As the self-evident self. As the knower of the mind. As the substratum of the mind. And so now, as the enlivener of the mind. Therefore, as conscious. Now, as a maker, as the consciousness, isn't it? When it is seen, hridaya granthi bidyate. It is seen in knowledge, what goes? In discovering knowledge, isn't it? Discovery, ignorance goes. He says, then what happens? Once the jnanam, ignorance goes, along with the ignorance, what goes? You have to remember all that. So in the wake of knowledge of the reality, ignorance goes. அறிவின் உதித்தலில் அறியாமை நீங்கும். Once ignorance goes, what happens? Because of ignorance, so many problems happened. What are they? அஜ்ஞானாத் what? அத்யாசா. Remember now, you have to remember all of them now. தத்துவோத class, I am repeating. அத்யாசா goes. What அத்யாசா? Mistaking the non-self for the self is அத்யாசா. Isn't it? It's called confusion, mohaha. Mistaking one thing for the other is called what? Mohaha, delusion. Isn't it? Adhyasaha. So, adhyasaha goes. Then erroneous self-perception goes. Thereafter, when erroneous self-perception goes, along with it, what goes? Not one after the other. Simultaneously, they all go. Along with it, what goes? Then all the superimposition of the limitations of the non-self upon the self also go. What goes then? The notion that I am the doer goes. I am the enjoyer goes. I have punyam goes. I have papam goes. Why? I itself has gone. Therefore, have has none is not possible. I has gone where? I has been resolved in consciousness. Before I was identified with what? Relative seers. I was identified with the relative seers, relative illuminators. Now I is identified with what? Absolute illuminator. Therefore I is resolved there. I has gone. Gone means what? Resolved. Non ponal ellam pohumna. I is resolved there. Therefore what happened now? All the I am the doer notion also goes. I am the enjoyer notion goes. Aham papi goes, aham punyavan goes, punya aham, I am the doer, I am the enjoyer notions go. When all the notions go, what happens? Who has Sanchitam and who has Agami now? Sanchitam also becomes, it destroyed. Sanchitam, one completely, it is like government announcing you don't need to pay back your loans to the bank. Understand now, very how nice it is, So, your Sanchitam is free. You are free from Sanchitam. How nice, you are free from Sanchitam. Sanchitam karma is not there for you anymore. What about Agami? You are free from Agami also. Why? Because you are free from doership and enjoyership. Sanchitam is karma is not there. Agami karma is also not there. But what is there for you? Only Prarabdha is there. Prarabdha also, how do you enjoy? You with objectivity, you don't think I have this, I am pain is, I am pleasure is, I am light is, I am chair is, I am mountain is, I am mosquito is, I am, isn't it? You say outside from I am this is. It's called objectivity. Understand now, I am headache is, I am stomachache is, I am hunger is, I am thirst is, I am everything is, I have is not there. Is it clear now? This is called objectivity. So prarabdha is lived intelligently with objectivity and exhausted. Sanchitam is gone. Agami also is not there. Agami is not there. Sanchitam is, gone. Free from what? Viparadha, you exhaust objectivity. So, asya karmani kshiyante. Understand now? And once he is called Jivan Muktaha, then what happens? When he lives the Paradha, after, when the sukshma leaves the physical body, mind plus sense powers, powers of organs of action and pranas, to get sukshma shariram leaves the body. You are going to understand this, the sukshma shariram, how it leaves, etc. very beautifully in the following verses of Drik Drishya Viveka. Drik Drishya Viveka, you will really enjoy. Beautifully you will see all these things. Later on. Well, today he introduced the mind, isn't it? He's going to talk about it, the functions and everything, you'll see that. So here, when the paradha gets exhausted, what happens? One sukshma leaves, Prarabdha has been exhausted, that Hanchitam has been destroyed, Agami is not there, no karma is there. Kshiyate asya karmani, kshiyante asya karmani, all his karmas are also over. He is free from the bondage of karma. He is free from the debts. He has to repay to settle account with Bhagavan in the form of law and order. You know why? Now I am Bhagavan myself in Jnanam. Understand now, I am Bhagavan myself. Therefore, what I don't pay any account, pay back my accounts to anybody. Understand now, Jnanam, that's the beautiful thing. So, kshiyante cha asya karmani asya dhirasya karmani kshiyante. For this wise person, all the karmas are, destroyed. Ella karmangalum mudivadaigindrana. When, not a chidyante sarva samshayaha, all the doubts will resolve. All the doubts will resolve means what? Not doubts in physics, chemistry, mathematics. Please understand. All the doubts will resolve means what? Why am I born? Why am I dying? Why should I die? Why I become sick? Why am I unhappy? Why others are unhappy? Why others are not happy? Why life is not the same for everybody? Now why this? There are problems. Why there is tsunami? Why there is earthquake? Why there is property? Why there is recession? Why there are thieves? Why there is decad? Why these pains? Why? All the doubts about life. Not, I'm not saying physics, chemistry doubts will be there. Physics, chemistry ignorance will be there, continue to be there. Understand now? Sarva samshayaha chidyante. Why do I, this especially all the problems centered on I, that the questions, why do I have to worry? Why do I go through this pain? Why do I have to suffer? Why do I have these samshayaha? Okay? All queries you have about yourself will be resolved. Sarva samshayaha chidyante. All doubts will be cut asunder, destroyed, resolved. All doubts will be resolved. A knot of ignorance will be gone, will be, understand now, will be resolved, destroyed, and all the karmas also what now? Will be destroyed. Thereby, when tasmin paravare drishte, when one sees the reality which is both efficient material cause of the universe, where does one see? In one's own mind, as a self-revealing self, self-evident self, as existence of this of the mind, as the knower of the mind, as pure consciousness, one sees where in one's mind, with the mind which is where? In the heart, which is located in the physical body. Okay, to see Bhagavan in the form of everything, one has to see Bhagavan, as one's own self. See Bhagavan, first you see yourself as Bhagavan, then you can see everything as Bhagavan. When you do not see yourself as Bhagavan, you cannot see Bhagavan in everything. Is it clear now? You want to see everything as I see everything as Bhagavan. It's impossible for you to see everything as Bhagavan. First you see yourself as Bhagavan. Understand now? To see yourself as Bhagavan, don't go and see outside. See the self. Is it clear now? Om Purnamadah Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnameva Vasishyate. Om Shanti 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 Harihi Om Tat Sat Shri Gurubhyo Namaha Harihi Om. So may Bhagavan bless all of us with the vision of the reality, with Bhagavan Swarupam. Bhagavan help us to grow towards that.